What for you was the most important thing about WDR 2004?
I think the fundamental thing that I gained when I first encountered that report was the appreciation of how significant feedback loops were, the accountability, when you've got some service provider somewhere and you've got someone who needs that service or wants that service, and by what method is the service provider held accountable to the person who's supposed to be receiving the service? And the insight that there are different ways to do this, there are different methods of holding people accountable, and there are some very short, tight feedback loops and the very big, long, fragile, floppy ones that don't really do anything. And that really made me see the world in a totally different place.
In the 10 years since the publication of WDR 2004, what do you think we've learned?
I think we're still learning that feedback is important. I think the thing that's really caught my attention has been the popularity of randomized controlled trials. The idea that you can test out interventions using a real gold standard evaluation metric. So that's very exciting, because in 2004, they were very new in development, not very many of them, and now they seem to be everywhere. I think what we're learning is it's not enough just to run the RCTs. You need to think about the wider validity of them, whether they will transfer from one context to another, and also just putting them together and performing a systematic review or a meta-analysis of everything that we know, because some of the early results turn out to be not robust. So that's the thing that's really grabbed my attention in the last decade or so.
Public sector delivery versus private sector delivery, where do you stand?
I have a long-standing bias towards the private sector. I'm a free market kind of guy. I'm an economist. I think the wonders of the market have taken a bit of a knock over the past few years. You know, we noticed after Lehman Brothers, it doesn't always work. But I think fundamentally there is something very powerful about market mechanisms. You know, the tightness of the feedback loop, whereby people spending money can hold to account the people they're purchasing services from. Now, I don't think that just is a blanket argument for privatization in all circumstances. Clearly it isn't. But I think what we really need to learn when we're trying to develop public sector provision is what it is that the private sector does well when it's working. And that's partly about the feedback loops, the accountability. It's partly about the innovation, the incentive to generate new ideas. So I think we can create public sector services that have some of the good qualities of private sector provision. It's not easy, but it's possible.
Local or national, which do you think holds the keys to unlocking better public services?
I think the advantage of decentralised services is that that sort of system just naturally generates variety. You will discover new things. Different people will have different ideas. And so there are two advantages to that. One is, and they slightly work in different ways. The one is that you can have ideas that are very much suited to a particular local context and are well adapted to a local context. And that's obviously a very good thing. The other possibility is you get ideas that aren't particularly well adapted to a local context that actually have national relevance. Well, that's great too, because then someone comes up with a bright idea and everybody can copy it. What concerns me is I often see people advocating decentralization without really asking what it would take to get the maximum advantage out of it. And so gathering the right sort of data, so we're learning from this variety. I mean, variety is not intrinsically good. Variety is good if it generates new good ideas that we can then learn from. So there's got to be a gathering of information. There's got to be effective feedback, effective monitoring. It doesn't have to be central monitoring. It doesn't have to be national monitoring. It could be peer-to-peer monitoring. But something like that is going to be the way that you take advantage of all this variety that's being generated.
If you had to sum up what it would take to deliver services that work for the poor in 60 seconds, how would you do it?
I think if we knew that in 60 seconds, we wouldn't still be talking about this, we'd be doing it. It's always going to be difficult because there's so much local variety, there are so many vested interests, the world's always changing, there are always new ideas. So there can't be any easy answers. That said, with the 35 seconds I have left, I would say, keep experimenting, keep trying to generate new ideas, keep testing those new ideas so you know what's working and what isn't, and don't be afraid to move step by step. sort of constantly figuring out what's worked and what hasn't worked so far, rather than just leaping into some massive transformative project. I think those three things together are a great way to solve any problem in a complicated environment.